Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day of enlightenment, motivation, and the power of love and faithfulness, Lord. Thank you. You created this world through the power of love and faithfulness to bring about children in your image and likeness. And so we just thank you. Thank you for your goodness that has come and power of love and faithfulness to now just keep us and take us forward in this new and this better covenant. In Jesus' name, amen. Greetings, precious family. We're going on with our readings in Matthew 19, and we just seen, you know, God from the beginning, that's where everything started. And it's why it's so beautiful that we see the beginning and we take hold of it. You know, man was made predestined in Christ before the foundation of the earth. So that was God's idea for man. And then mankind was made in the image and likeness of God. And that's all. That's we are God's idea. And so he sets the boundaries. And then we see Adam and Eve, male and female. God puts them together. So there's no other sexes, it's just male and female, not all this deception we're getting in this world today. And then they come together and they one in the spirit of love and faithfulness, they produce children. And we can see this in Malachi, that this is God's desire, you know, for men and women to come together, and then they separate from their family, just in the sense of just the God's got a plan with their lives, that they go on then and they explore God, and then they bring that fragrance, that uniqueness according to their name written in heaven, their story. And that's a beauty, that's the perfectness of marriage. And then that perfectness of marriage is to produce godly offspring. And that's what he tells us in Malachi. So God made this world to be godly and to produce after its own kind. And we are the God class. So godliness is our portion. And that's why we needed to be born again through the Spirit of God, the Spirit of love and faithfulness, go on with our partners and into this world to bring about the unique godly fragrance that he set out for us as an inheritance. And so what has happened, the evil has come in. And so God tells us here in the word that Moses brought about the divorce because man's heart was deceived by evil spirit, an alien spirit. And so that's a deception we need to get out and realize that's a problem then. That's why we can't do the good we want to do, we can't do. And then we receive the Holy Spirit, and then Romans 8 comes in there. And now by the law of the Spirit of life, he sets us free from the law of sin and death. So we can now walk in the Spirit in the footsteps of Jesus. So that's what it's all about, guys. Everything has been done. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has opened the way for us to come back to God. And then from the nourishment and the encouragement of God's love through Jesus, we can be washed, we can be nourished, we can be encouraged, and then we can take that to our spouse, and then that goes out to our children. So that's a reality that we must all find, and that needs to be found at all times because there's evil out there wanting to seduce us. So you need to stay in the spirit of love and faithfulness, loving God, loving his word, acknowledging him in all your ways. When I say God, I speak about Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, because that's our family, and we're in that family now, and it's through that we partake of life and life in abundance. So those are the wonderful things. We've come from a God of love, and we fell into darkness, into deception, but praise God, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has moved on our behalf so we can come back to sanity, beauty, nourishment, encouragement from love, and then we can take that out and share it with our partners and share it with our children and then share it with the world. So be blessed to know that everything has been done, so we can now arise and shine, because our light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.